The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake. Mighty porridge oats since 1675.
Classic FM.
The main theme from Inspector Morse by Barrington Furlong, and that was the man himself conducting. And before it, the hornpipe from Handel's Water Music Suite No. 2, the English Baroque Soloists with Sir John Eliot Gardiner conducting. Good morning and welcome. Tim Leora here on Classic FM till 10, at which point Ale Jones will be here to take you right through to lunchtime. I notice it's Indie Bookshop Week. Let's hear it for the indie bookshop, shall we? In fact, do let me know your recommendation for your local great indie bookshop. 61812, our text number.
Thank you.
Bravo, Maurizio Pollini with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra in the finale of Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21. It's the Classic FM Hall of Fame. Many thanks for your indie bookshop recommendations. I'll get them in a list and we'll get around to those ASAP right now. I should tell you, if you're in London today, it's the World Naked Cycle Ride through London. Exactly. Elgar was a very keen cyclist. Never naked, as far as I know, so I thought we'd go with this one.
Thank you.
not just the first, but the second movement too of Elgar's Cello Concerto, the Philharmonia Orchestra doing the honours for us, with Stephen Isserlis, the soloist, and Paavo Järvi conducting. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Many thanks for all the indie bookshop recommendations. Oliver Denton suggests Books for All in Harrogate. Anon, thank you for Hearts in Saffron Walden. I know it well. Cracking bookshop. The best independent bookshop, according to Rosemary and Bury St Edmunds, is Harris and Harris of Clare. Amazing choice, and if they don't have what you're after, they'll get it for you. I love that in an indie bookshop. Let's have Butterworth. Some more after Butterworth's Banks of Green Willow. William Barton with the English Symphony Orchestra, Butterworth's The Banks of Green Willow. Lovely people. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Many thanks for the more indie bookshop recommendations. It's Indie Bookshop Week, incidentally. Catherine in North Yorkshire goes for Limestone Books in Settle, and owner Tanya, who goes the extra mile. Morning, Tanya. Holdfast Books, says Joanna Story. The Floating Bookshop in Leeds. It looks amazing. Jack's gone for Octavia's in Cirencester. Alex in Newmarket says Cambridge, of course, has the wonderful Bodies in the Bookshop, a crime fiction bookshop. That's fabulous. Isabel has gone for Atkinson Price in Bigger, South Lanarkshire. Said, well worth the drive, and then tea in one of the tempting cafes as well. National treasures, one and all, talking of which, he's 80 this year, in September, I think, John Rutter.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake, enjoy a bowl of their creamy porridge or crispy muesli.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Sophie Mutter with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, Kurt Mazur conducting the finale of Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D. And before it, The Lord Bless You and Keep You, John Rutter's music with the City of London Symphonia and the Cambridge Singers, the man himself conducting. It's Classic FM. Good morning. Two things are going through my head. Alec Jones is not in yet. And the World Naked Cycle Ride is happening today. Brighton, Bristol, Cardiff, Edinburgh, London. I'm putting two and two together, hopefully making five. Anyway, before any images lodge in your brain, an earworm to mark, it's the Rugby Championship final today. So, and this one was a rugby anthem for a while. World in Union, it was known as for a while, for Rugby Union, better known as the Planets.
Thank you.
Just the job. Sir Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Holst's The Planet Suite. We heard Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. It'd be lovely to see you same time again tomorrow morning on Classic FM for breakfast. Set your alarm any time from 7. Right now, the other bringer of jollity himself, Aled Jones, is next.
The Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour.
With Mournflake. Start the day with their crunchy granola or creamy porridge.
My dad was a disaster when it came to DIY. For years, it was a running joke in his Father's Day cards. The wonky kitchen shelf, that time he drilled through an electrical wire. Thankfully, he's finally hung up his hammer at the age of 86. But he's still proud of the family home he created with Mum. So with daily visits from home instead, that's where he'll stay. Wonky shelves and all. For award-winning home care you can trust, visit homeinstead.co.uk.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Here comes Steve. With the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow. Which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Wouldn't it be better if your insurance company rewarded you for renewing? At NFU Mutual, our insurance can be relied on, and that means we reward loyalty. As a car, home, farming, or business customer, you get a saving on your renewal thanks to our mutual bonus. We do this so you can enjoy the more important things. No wonder 9 out of 10 customers choose to renew every year. For insurance you can rely on, join NFU Mutual today.
For over 60 years, WWF have been working to protect and restore nature, so future generations have a world with thriving habitats and wildlife. You can make a difference by adopting an elephant from £5 a month, helping protect elephants from habitat loss and poaching. It's a huge challenge, but if we all act together, there is hope. Search WWF Adopt an Elephant and help bring our world back to life.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. At least two people have been killed in Israel as dozens more have died in Iran following a series of strikes overnight. Hundreds of missiles hit Tel Aviv in response to Tehran's nuclear bases being targeted yesterday. Both countries have also threatened to step up their attacks. Foreign Secretary David Lammy is joining world leaders in calling for calm.
We have had concerns for a very long time about Iran's nuclear program and their enrichment, and we have been engaged with Iran alongside France and Germany for many months about dealing with that problem. But we are urging diplomacy, restraint, and stepping back from any wider regional conflict.
Fireworks, bottles and bricks have been thrown at police during a fifth night of violence in Northern Ireland. Officers in Portadown in County Armagh used water cannon after being targeted in the unrest. Troubles started in Ballymena in County Antrim earlier this week before spreading to other areas. An Australian man has been shot dead at a villa on the tourist island of Bali, while a second has been injured. The police investigation has begun, but it's not yet clear what the motive may be. Homes have been flooded in Dover following powerful thunderstorms, which saw more than 30,000 lightning strikes last night. A yellow warning is in place across large parts of the UK until 6 p.m. And the King is celebrating his official birthday in the Trooping the Colour parade. Charles has requested a minute's silence in tribute to the victims who died in the Air India plane crash on Thursday. As part of the celebrations, the Who's Roger Daltrey and singer and actress Elaine Page